This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, AgDirect offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. AgDirect also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for AgDirect financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Hawkeye Steel Sales, located at Exit 44 on I-55, is a distributor of wide range of steel products. They can sell you a piece or a truckload. Metal building components, panels, trims, purlins are all in stock. Ornamental iron fence components are in stock, or they can build a fence or a gate for you. Sheds for livestock are in stock or can be custom built to your specifications. A wide range of welding rods and wire are available. Hawkeye Steel has heavy-duty box blades with a 3-point hitch for maintaining roads. Come out and see Hawkeye Steel Sales.
It's 10 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from FM 106. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.94, down 4. December corn $4.69.5, down 5.75. March corn $4.82.5, down 5.5. September soybeans were $13.97.75, down 37.75. November soybeans $13.52.5, down 34.25. January soybeans $13.51, down 34. September wheat was $6.34.25, down 2.25. December wheat $6.46.25, down 1. March wheat, $6.59, up a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. And the Illinois country grain prices, they ended lower on Wednesday afternoon, with soybean futures sharply lower. Technical selling at the Board of Trade and weaker soybean meal values helped to push soybean futures lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 10 cents lower at 545 to 565, and soybean bids dropped 17 to 34 cents at 1430 to 1442. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 550 to 584. Soybeans were down 29 to 34 cents at 1474 to 1497. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed, ranging from 456 to 555. Soybean bids down 34 to 40 cents at 1407 to 1423. And wheat prices down 5 to 6 at 594 to 619. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 34 cents at 1497 to 1522. Basis ended steady, ranging from 145 to 170 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 517.60 to 533.60, which was down 11.80 to 16.80 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 9 cents, ranging from 569 to 589, with basis 15 cents stronger, ranging from 100 to 120 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed, ranging from 529 to 549, with basis mostly steady, ranging from 60 to 80 over December. Soybean bids ended mixed as well at 1452 to 1457, with basis mostly steady, ranging from 100 to 105 over November. Wheat prices down 36 cents on Wednesday at 601 to 611, with basis falling 35 cents down to 45 under December. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place our producer corn bids 5 to 14 lower at 487 to 510. These same elevators drop their soybean bids by 34 to 44 cents with quotations at 1403 to 1419. Soft red winter wheat down 6 at 625 to 626, and Milo ended a nickel lower at 484 to 485. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn from country elevators to producers. New crop corn bids range from 442 up to 457. New crop soybean bids range from 1322 to 1338. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 443 to 456. New crop soybean bids range from 1327 to 1341. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 440 up to 455. New crop soybean bids range from 1330 up to 1347. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now, here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were 126, down 20 cents. December live cattle, 129.90, down 20 cents. February live cattle, 131.50, down 7 cents. September feeder cattle were 157.02, down 15 cents. October feeder cattle, 159.25, up 15 cents. November feeder cattle, 159.90, no change. October lean hogs were 89.12, up $1.12. December lean hogs, 85.85, up 87 cents. February lean hogs, 87.47, up 60 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 50 cents higher in the range of 74 to 92, with a weighted average carcass price of $85.56. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were 55 to 59, 4 to 5 weights 56 to 63, the 5 to 550 weights 61 to 65, and 550 and up 62 to 66. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 58 to 62. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,756 head. Now, the opening report for the Greenville Livestock Auction, Wednesday, September 4th, had steers and heifers steady to 50 cents lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they are bringing 121 to 124, and the selects 115 to 120. Choice slaughter heifers were 121 to 123.50 and the selects 116 to 120. Now on to the report for the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville for Tuesday, September 3rd. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 121 to 125. Select and choice were bringing 114 to 120. And select steers were bringing 105.50 to 110. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were bringing 112.75 to 116. And the select and choice were bringing 105 to 110. Choice slaughter heifers were bringing 121 to 125. And the select and choice were 115 to 120. Now on to the Fairview Sale Barn Auction for Fairview for Tuesday, September 3rd. Choice slaughter steers, twos and threes, were 120 to 125.75. Selects and choice were 116.50 to 122. They had some select steers bringing 116. Choice slaughter heifers, ones and two, or twos and threes, were bringing 119 to 124.50. And the select and choice were bringing 118.25. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 124 and on a dress basis at 195. Heifers on a dress basis traded at 195. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 532 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $95.87, and that was 38 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $196.56, and that was 46 cents higher. Select carcasses were $182.13, and that was 21 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 124,000. That compared to 122,000 last week and 127,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000, which compared to 432,000 last week and 436,000 a year ago. Now from the United Producers Hay Auction at Shelbyville for September 3rd. Compared to last week, alfalfa hay was untested, with grass hay trading steady. They had receipts of 290 bales, and starting with the mixed grass, good quality, small squares, they were bringing $2.25 to $2.75, and fair quality, $1 to $1.75. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
20 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from FM 106, part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Partly cloudy skies today. High temperatures in the upper 80s with light and variable winds. Clear skies for tonight. Low temperatures in the low 60s. And for tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies, the high about 90. And your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the mid-60s. Highs about 90. 54 degrees under partly cloudy skies at the Weather Center. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
The Montgomery County Fairgrounds, home of the free carnival rides, presents the 2013 Montgomery County Fair Fall Festival. Events of the festival include a karaoke contest on Thursday at 7 at the grandstand, the four-wheeler races Friday at 7 at the grandstand, and open mic night at the beer tent at 8, and the demo derby on Saturday night at 7. Admission to the Fall Festival is $5, but carnival rides and parking are free. Don't miss the Montgomery County Fair Fall Festival, now 3 nights, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show, once again we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
According to the weekly U.S. crop report from the USDA, it was another hot, dry week for Illinois last week. Across the state, temperatures averaged 6.8 degrees above normal and rainfall averaged 0.3 inches, more than half an inch below normal. Topsoil moisture levels continue to decline to 27% very short, 50% short, 23% adequate, and no surplus. Subsoil moisture levels were rated 16% very short, 50% short, 34% adequate, and no surplus. 94% of the corn crop reached the dough stage, and 46% was denting, down from 94% dough and 69% dent on average. 75% of the corn crop was rated in fair to good condition. Soybeans were at 91% setting pods and 4% turning yellow, down from 97% setting pods and 20% turning yellow on average. 80% of the soybeans were rated in fair to good condition. As the dry weather continues into September, the stressed soybean crop is not getting any better, and pod fill has been the topic of concern for everyone. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about how the markets are reacting to questionable weather and pod fill.
Absolutely, and it's a real concern for farmers across the Midwest. We've seen a lot of pod abortion from plants, so pods not feeling well, soybean plants going backwards in recent days. Just a lot of stress at the end of the growing season. And as you know, we can really make a soybean crop at the end of the season with some good weather. We can also take a lot of bushels off of it. And so that's a real concern, particularly as tight as the global balance sheet is. Soybean fundamentals are becoming very bullish. I don't think that that means we're going to see the same price reaction that we saw in 2012 because it is so late. It's very difficult to keep fund managers interested in a weather market in September. But it does say that the fundamentals are going to be supported for quite some time, and it's going to be essential that we see good weather for South America through its growing season. And I think that's real questionable now with sea surface temperatures starting to cool in the equatorial Pacific. Oftentimes that leads to drought in Argentina and southern Brazil, which is something we're going to have to watch over the next couple of months.
Last I heard, for the planting season in South America, they were projected to plant about 5 to 7% more soybeans, I think. Is that still going to happen, you think?
I don't think that's going to happen. My sources say it's not going to happen, but that's a common thinking in the market. Prices went up, so therefore soybean acreage is going to increase. That's kind of the mantra in South America. However, my sources, and particularly in Mato Grosso, are saying because of the high costs that they've seen, because of the fertilizer market, because of the way that farmers down there buy their inputs and have already made their decisions, they see very little increase in acreage at all, if at all, and maybe a little bit of a contraction in acreage for corn. Corn right now in Mato Grosso is only about $2 per bushel because of their high transportation costs and their big supply that they have. So we're really not seeing the expansion in production in Brazil that the market currently is expecting. Ironically, a couple other major organizations that agree with that assessment are Abiov, which is the crushing industry in Brazil, as well as Hamburg-based Oil World. But the industry itself, the private analysts that are out there are all trying to outdo each other on how big of a soybean crop this is going to be this year, just like what we saw in the United States last February.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Angela. And it is 6:26 on this Thursday morning from WSMI FM 106. 54 degrees at the Weather Center, and part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.